this quote got me thinking here a little bit. Not a quote, but just a phrase I saw. Should we be learning through books or learning through experience? I think in an optimal world, you want to learn from both, right? But let's face it, we have some people that are not in tune with doing the schoolwork thing, and there's some people that are not all entrenched in doing the experiences because they're very comfortable in their world. They are not trying to go out there and venture and get out of that comfort zone. So I guess it comes up to you as far as how you want to go about doing it and how you want to go living life. I go back to this when it comes to any kid at 18 years old, when they're finished high school, when they're finished doing their bid, right? Because at the base minimum, we got to ask our kids to go ahead and at least finish high school education, be able to read somewhat, be able to write, be able to do numbers, even though you'll be using a calculator and a computer will be able to do all the numbers for you. You at least have a basic understanding of some of the basic knowledge education, right? But at that point, if you're not steadfast on being a lawyer, if you're not steadfast on doing something, then you shouldn't do it at all. Because I think that there are many of us, and we all know who we are, where we go through college and we don't know what the heck we're going to do because many of us don't have that guidance. Our parents maybe don't have that understanding of what you want to do, or maybe they feel you should go one way and you're going another because your experiences are way different than theirs. So what has influenced you is totally different than what they were influenced in. And I think that's something that I'm very cognizant about when it comes to trying to talk to people and giving them advice. I try to understand what world they came in, what type of mindset they have, because none of two people think the same. I always go back to this. Everyone wants all these athletes to be like Peyton Manning, but there's only one Peyton Manning. There's only one class act, or two or three. Everyone is their own product of their environment. And I always go back to the element of, hey, if you're trying to make yourself better, you got to go out there and live life and live it. And I know books, it works for some people, but I think for others, we shouldn't frown upon if they want to go about having experiences. And if we think about the socioeconomic disparity that we have in this country, especially with color, and I saw an article today, it was very interesting. It was a high school basketball game. And this is how inaccurate the news can be at this time. One article said it was in Atlanta. Another one said it was in Chicago. And it was basically the AAU teams, one of the players pushed the referee. And the referee wasn't having it. Next thing you know, they're fucking the refs, the three blind mice are going against the team, man. This is teenagers in high school against grown-up refs that have a problem getting pushed. It's like, hey, bro. I know we're playing a game here, but you try pushing me thinking you're a man. Let me show you. You think those teammates aren't going to help each other? Come on now. You got to be a grown-up about that. Kid pushes you, just kick him the fuck out. Tell him to wait outside if you want it that bad. And the comments that were flooding in was, okay, well, here we go. This is 13% doing 75% of the work. And, you know, and just know people, is anyone surprised? Where's Black Lives Matter? I'm telling you, man, it's a real funny thing to see, but the mindset is something that we don't understand, right, when it comes to Black people or Hispanic or even, heck, people just in lower socioeconomic levels versus the working class versus upper middle class, so on and so forth. And I just think that experience is just something that we are totally not understanding about. I was looking at a little bit of Jason Whitlock with Ben Shapiro, they were having an interview, and it was funny because Ben Shapiro was like, well, I guess you're designated as a token Black guy, a.k.a. Uncle Tom. And he's like, well, I guess that's what I'm known by in the media. And he goes about his background and how he went about to be where he's at now. And it's just very interesting because that's the one thing I always say. When you're a person of color and you have a different type of mindset or thinking as far as not being oppressed and not buying into this whole thing of having people being oppressed and playing the victim role, I think that's a very weird time that we're in. And we're having to identify as, okay, we're all about self-improvement and getting better, which is my type of mindset. Like, I think that we have to look at the problem overall, right, in lower socioeconomic levels. And I think the biggest problem, in my opinion, just coming from there, is that the opportunities are not there. And there is a certain level of pressure that we experience at that level. So what do I mean by that? An example would be where you're living in a household where it's a one-bedroom apartment, and maybe you have two or three siblings, or in my case, at times there were six or seven people living in a one or two-bedroom place, and you're all trying to hang out. You know, I'm living in a couch, I'm sleeping, you know, two people, three people sleeping on the same bed, and that's the way it goes. Or you're laying out a cot over at the den area, if you want to call it that, and you're trying to figure it out. And you don't know what the heck to do because obviously you're too young to do anything. You can't go out there and work. And your dysfunctional family doesn't have any type of idea of what to do and how to make their lives better because here we are. So how do you get ahead and move ahead and be better for the next generation? How can you become one of the few like me? I mean, in some ways, it's education, going through that experience in college. And unfortunately for some of us, if we're not talented enough in sports and we're not talented in academia, we're fucked because that is, for many of us that have come from lower socioeconomic levels, that is the catapult for us to be exposed to different walks of life and realizing, oh, okay, so it's not all about that world, huh? Like living off Spam and white rice and eggs and, you know, seeing everybody outside waiting for that welfare check to come in the 1st and 15th, you know? And then we're making that beeline over to the supermarket because that supermarket is really busy once them checks roll in. So I think you understand that, wow, it's a whole different world out there. But there's many of them out there in that world that don't get ahead. And it's unfortunate because they come from worse backgrounds than mine. And they may have a parent that's alcoholic. Single parent, I should say. You know, they don't have any parents that are very supportive and are not encouraging and take out their frustrations out on the kids, and the kids are being bullied, right? And it's something that it's just a compounding effect to causing kids to go to places where they're going to be loved. And essentially, when you're going into gangs and you're going into violence, this is fake love. They love you because you're being just as dirty as them, but they don't really love you. They're just wanting some company. Misery does, right? I mean, it's and you don't know what the end goal is, but you know at the end you're going to either get killed or go to jail, but you have no regard for life because what are your options? I mean, the way you're currently living is not helping you, so why not swing for the fences, even if it has dire consequences? And we don't know any better. And that's where I go back to learning through the books is a failed option in some cases. I think we need to really explore the aspect of having experiences. And being able, and I know that America, a certain type of America, a certain type of mindset, believes jobs is the key. Well, why don't we allow kids in certain programs to work, to be able to get out there and learn about how the world works and get compensated for it instead of having to go through the books? There's some kids that are not going to be interested in it. The pressure at home is too much. And that's the way it is. You cannot coerce everyone to do the books. I know it's something that can help them, but maybe later on in life, once they're settled in, once they're grown people, maybe then they can decide if they want to go get their education through online as on a part-time basis and maybe try then. But when it comes to being a 10, 11-year-old, when you're growing up in dysfunctionality, when you're growing up with parents, right, that some people will scratch their head. It's like, really? I can't believe that happens. Oh, yes, it does. There's nothing that I will hear that I will be shocked. Some people will because they don't have to worry about their parents. They grow up in a stable environment where the bills are being paid, roof over the head. They live in a decent area of town. And they're able to just go to school and come back. That's their job. For a lot of kids, they're able to have that life and enjoy it. They're able to go to prom. They're able to get a car at 16. All that great stuff. And there's nothing wrong with it. I think that's awesome that you're experiencing that, but there's no type of sympathy for the folks that are not on that level with them, that are maybe struggling and are not as educated, and people don't look at them as, wow, why is this dumb fuck next to me? Why doesn't he get his act together? Well, because this is just part of the problem that we have. When we are trying to integrate with different classes, working classes, and different levels of income and all this functionality that we're all around and trying to integrate them in sports or in school, it's a shocking thing. And people just don't understand that we live in different Americas, different zip codes, and we all come together, and it's very hard to understand, and I get it, because whenever you go back to your home, those neighbors around you, they're living the same life as you. And of course, if you're somebody in the working class or above, you're not going to venture into MLK, right? You're not going to venture. And it's not as if those folks don't want to do better for themselves. They do. They just don't know how to. And I think that they're not in a situation where they can be patient and go to school and figure that out for 22 years and then go ahead and get a job at 30 to 40K starting, right? Because that's what school does. It allows you to be an employee to everyone. So my whole point in all of this is that the one thing that we ought to do in a socioeconomic environment when there's lower poverty levels, teaching kids how to be business owners, how to be entrepreneurs, because that doesn't take any education. That doesn't take any type of formal education, I should say. You don't have to even have a high school degree to go ahead and start your own business. You don't. You can just go ahead, and as long as you learn how to put everything together, as long as you learn about how taxes work, as long as you learn the rules and regulations of whatever industry you want to work in. And the kids in this day and age want to do social media. Awesome. Do it. Or create a new app. Do it. That's what I would be promoting. That's the thing that I will be doing. I would, if I had the money and the resources and the power and the time that I wanted to invest in, that's what I would do. I think that's one thing that you will make a difference. You have to talk to the local people and let them know that, hey, school, this whole school thing from 7 o'clock to 3 p.m., you're wasting your time. You need to implement, especially in the lower socioeconomic areas, implement more of a criteria of how to be a business owner and allow these kids to work. Maybe do something on a part-time where they come from 7 to 10. They go and learn about business stuff, and then from there they go to work. After lunch, they go to work, and they work until 5 or 6. No homework, no nothing like that. Just teach them and tell them YouTube this and research this. Because then you have an only way you get those jobs is, and that education is, if you stay in school and you finish your program. And it sounds weird to somebody that doesn't come from that background, but I'm just telling you from firsthand experience. You give those kids an ability to make money. You give those kids an ability to learn how business works. A lot of them are going to be fine, because they may not be college bound. They may not be people that are viewed upon as a classified profession. Let's just say like an accountant, but they're having a chance to provide for themselves. You want to teach people how to fish for themselves. That's the one thing about the welfare system that I have a problem with. I'm all about helping others. I'm all about people being helped to survive. But coinciding with that, we have to teach them how to fish. And I'm all about short-term assistance, whether it's a year, 2 years, heck, even 5 years. But as long as there's a path to those people asking for government assistance to be able to fish on their own, then that's something that you can go ahead and hang your hat on, because you don't want to enable a lifestyle when it comes to the poor. You want to encourage them and let them know, hey, there's shit out here for you to do. And if you don't know what you want to do, well, let's help you figure it out. Okay? What do you like to do? You know, what is it that you currently do with your free time? And there's going to be some people that have nothing to do. That's fine. We'll stick in some volunteer program. We'll help you helping out over at the local kitchen, you know, with the homeless. Something. You know, we got to embrace the reality that people are not going to be motivated to do something. And that's fine. Let's make them give back to the community. Let's make them clean some roads. If they want the government assistance, let's go ahead and put them to work in one way, shape, or form, right? And make them understand that they have to be a productive citizen one way, shape, or form. And but for many, I'm sure that they just don't know how to go about doing it. So let's educate them. And it's not through the formal academia. I'm telling you right now, if you're telling a 9 or 10-year-old kid that's coming from a single-parent home and barely has any clothes and is being made fun of at school because he doesn't have any clothes, he's just looking rough because his mom can't afford him a good set of things to project out to others, and his hygiene is bad, and he's just being bullied and not and feeling the pressure, and he wants to succeed, you don't want that kid turning into drugs. You don't want that kid turning into crime, because that's what you're going to do. And no one is nice. I mean, it doesn't matter what world you're in, whether it's the poor, the working class, or the rich. Kids make fun of each other. It's a shitty thing to say, but when everyone comes from all different walks of life and their households are not all hunky-dory, well, guess what? They're going to take that shit out on some other kids. When you see bullies out there, I bet you my bottom dollar that those kids, those very same kids that are getting that are beating up others and bullying others, are coming home and their parents are exuding the same behavior onto them, and they're taking it out. I that's just a pure anecdotal guess from me, but the sooner we realize that, hey, we can help these people out, the 13% that everyone complains about. We can help them out. We can help these people in the poor. But the whole mindset has to change. Education can be a part of it. But if they're totally just not showing any interest, you got to change the whole, you got to shake things up. It's going back to parenting. When my daughter was in first grade, oh my God, she was brutal. I mean, I was doing the Homer Simpson on Bart, just choking her, here, whacking her on the feet. I was just putting the fear of God in her, and she was not budging at all. That first grade was brutal, and I was not getting any results. And at the same time, I was creating a fear that my daughter had in me, and to this day, she still has. And I said, you know what? There's got to be a better way to motivate her. And what I started doing was, okay, I'm giving you incentives. You go ahead and do this. This is what we'll do. If you do this, we'll do this. And I just started doing it along those lines, setting goals on a day-to-day or week-to-week basis. So next thing you know, she took it. So there were some weeks where she didn't do well. And I was like, okay, well, based on this production this week, this is what you're not getting this. And you know that. You know the deal. You know, and that's the way I have to work with my daughter. I have to constantly dangle that carrot stick. But she gets it done. And now I understand that. And you have to work with the kids. So imagine those kids out there that are don't have that type of parenting where the parents care at all. They don't invest their time because they're too busy trying to survive. They're trying to figure out their own life or just unhappy. And they don't even want to make the time to take care of their kids, right? What do you do? You know, what do you do with those kids? Those kids are trying to learn from the world, and these teachers become more than teachers. Just always remember that. When we go to college, they're just teachers, right? When we're in an affluent area, and you know that's the role. We don't need them for anything more because we got family. Everyone is always pushing family. But in many cases, these teachers and these people that we look up to, man, they're our last hope. They're our last lifeline to get out of the jaws of poverty, the jaws of negativity, the jaws of the profiling and the stigma that has been earned by the poor. And I think that if we really seriously consider it, I know if I was a politician, that's what I would do. I would start, okay, let's, I want to start programs, academic, not academic, but classes, the curriculum to be as such in the poorest schools. I'd be like, I don't want to do anything about English, math, basic stuff, sure, make them read, but the math would be strictly on the math that we have in the real world. It'll be real world math. What does that mean? Well, you got to learn about percentages. You got to learn about interest. You got to learn about multiplication, right? You got to learn about basic addition and subtraction. What things do we use that for? For budgeting, you know, learn how to budget, learn how to write a check, learn how to read a bank statement, all those things. And for others of you who think, wow, man, that's stuff that we learn at home. You'd be surprised. You're not going to learn that at home. And you have to change the whole curriculum. Because you're putting the cart before the horse in a lot of these kids' situations. They don't even know how to write or do anything, but yet you're asking them to do an essay on some English novel they read and to go ahead and do these book reports and all these things that, granted, is going to help them, but others are saying they're thinking, man, what the fuck am I doing this for? I need to make money. I need to get some money for clothes. I need to go ahead and find some meaning in my life, because I don't have any right now. And these books are not giving me any. And I'm not taking in all this information. I don't understand why Shakespeare is conducive to my betterment in life. I don't fucking get it. So you have to understand the mindset of the folks in that world. And many of you don't. The folks that don't, that just say, look, put on your straps on and figure it out. You already have a head start in life. So for you to try to understand the mindset of other kids, and in some cases, they're never going to get out of that trap. But for the ones that are trying, I say, let's go ahead and change things up. What is it so hard about saying, look, let's put them in work programs that are sponsored and are monitored and keeps them within a certain window. They're making money. They feel good about themselves. They feel like they're empowered. They've gotten something accomplished. You know, it's like Jordan Peterson says, set the bar low. Because for many of us, we haven't accomplished anything in life. And we haven't seen success around us, especially in that poor world. So when, if I'm looking back at myself, if I was 10, 11 years old, and I'm being given an opportunity to work for myself and providing, bring that check home, right? Or get paid or have a bank account and bring that $300 or $400 a week or whatever it is, or every other week. I'm like, wow, look at this, Mom. I got this. And then I figure it out from there. Not only that, but then I'm learning how social media work, the opportunities in business as far as what you can do, how to create your own company. Then you could put two and two together and say, you know what, that $300 or $400, man, I could go ahead and do something with it. Have classes for these kids on art of the deal, on learning how to negotiate, how to be a salesperson. All of these things should be taught at an earlier age in the lower socioeconomic levels. That's my solution. In conjunction with not enabling people to have welfare as a lifestyle, teach them how to fish. Help them out in every way you can. Help people. If they need help with rent, if they need help with food or whatever, for X amount of time. After that, in conjunction with learning how to fish. After that, bro, you got to go and figure it out. You're asked out. You got to go move to another state or something. All right? But that's my two cents on this whole situation, because I feel that people, and me living in both worlds, I grew up in the poor environment, and here I am now as a grown man living in the working class, and I'm being a productive citizen. And I think many of my friends and many people that don't understand that world and never lived in it, or never, they know about it through movies, they know about it through people they know, but they never actually lived it. They've never been in those trenches and been exposed to it. They just run away from it. And I don't blame them. And I think that's the sad part about it, is that there's a certain level of ignorance. And it seems like there's a closeted desire to keep both worlds separated. And I think that's a shame, because we're all in this together. And we ought to help each other out. But that's just not the way the US of A works, right?